This is Nick Yurick, and you're listening to Let the Hate Flow Through You with Jeremy Shear and El Hordano Diablo.
Let the hate flow!
Available on the Lousy Weather Media Network.
Welcome to Let the Hate Flow Through You, your weekly dose of audible hatred. I'm Jeremy Shear.
El Hordano Diablo.
And this week on the show, we have from the Wrestling Cheers podcast, Justin Summers.
How's it going, guys?
Thanks for coming on, man.
Again.
Yeah, coming back.
Welcome back.
The accommodations are a lot better this time. Upgrade.
Yeah, this is a definite
upgrade. This is an actual studio.
We
have a producer. That's not me. It's great.
It's definitely better when it's not us producing.
I've said this before. I'm talent, not technical.
I dabble in both.
Fair enough. Justin, why do you hate social media zealots?
Oh, because they make social media so hard to just be on. Like, I'm fine with social media as a whole. I don't think it's as bad as a lot of people say, but it's when you get those people that just get on their soapboxes and it's like, they just want to preach to you, and I'm like, that's not what I want to hear. That's not what we're here for. Oh, great. You feel really passionate about this, but most of us don't care. And I'm not even talking about, like me and Jordan, like, about wrestling. It's just, like, when people especially hit in that, like, political and religious realm, it's just like, hey, shut up.
That's what drove me off Facebook. I just, like, I couldn't take it anymore. I was like, I don't give a shit about people's opinions, especially when I don't agree with them. So... I social media is there for, you know, a reason. It gives everybody a fucking platform, that's fine. Everybody has the right to a platform. But I don't have to engage it.
Exactly.
I don't have to.
I've always looked at social media as a glass house, and it's not the throwing stones a glass house. It's like you can live in that glass house and everything's fine. But if you're, like, naked in it 24/7, guess what? I don't want to see that. Like, or just, like, someone with, I think I always put it with someone with, like, a huge front windows. And it's like, if you're walking around naked in it in the middle of the night, just with all the lights on, like, guess what? I don't want to see that. It's your right to do that.
Sure.
Close the blinds, motherfucker.
I mean, I used to do that all the time when...
That doesn't surprise anybody.
Well, no when doesn't. When I lived in Fairlawn, yeah, it was like... I'm naked, the kid's out, like, I'm naked in the house, the windows are open, if you want to look, I'm like, here it is.
I've never understood that, though. Why walk around naked in your house? Like, is it that really that freeing for people to be naked?
It just, like, at the time, it was because I was having a lot of sex, so it was just
easier with the clothes off.
Yeah, it's just easier with the clothes stay off all day. And I don't like clothes. You know,
they do fit you weird.
Yeah. I was gonna say, I'm thankful for the laws now. I don't need naked Shear running around.
Well, I'm more now that I'm not, like, completely disassociated with drugs. I'm more completely aware of how I look when I'm naked. So I don't want to subject people to that as much.
Yeah,
you know, there are times when it's like, this is funny, so, like, I'll wear less clothes or no clothes for a thing. But, like, as far as, you know, I have a roommate, I don't sit around the house naked with the roommate, even though I could, because it's like, you know, he doesn't need to see me like that. And it was the same thing when I lived with Andy. Like, Andy is a, you know, clothes off kind of guy too, but because we were living together, you know, we had clothes on all the time. It's just, you know, it was just, we don't need to see each other like that. So we didn't. But there was a time when it was like, I don't give a fuck. Like, look at my dick. And those days are over.
Going back to the social media thing, like, one of the things that, like...
Yeah, because I want to stop talking about naked Jeremy.
Yeah,
like,
yeah,
we need to steer far away.
Yeah. Steer from Shear.
I look like a steer.
More like a sow. But I remember, like, right towards the end of me being on Facebook, I want to say it was, like, probably in this, like, late summer, I made a joke about that Greta Thunberg girl. The crying autistic fucking environmentalist, whatever she was. I made like a small joke about it.
Yeah.
And this person who tried to break down what I said into like a not what I meant in any way. And I was just like, so I was going back and forth with this person for a while. And then I finally was just like, you know what? I'm done. The last thing they said is like, I'm not here to argue on social media. And like, my fiance knows this person as well and has known this person for a long time, was like, that's exactly what that person does all the time. Like,
oh God, yes.
Known for arguing on the internet. So like, when they were like, I don't do this, it's like, you are out of touch.
That your social media accounts proves this was a lie.
Yeah.
Exactly.
It's just like, it's like one of those people that's just still follows me, but I just like, when I see that person in public, it's like, oh, hey, nice to see you, blah, blah, blah. I can't stand your social media presence.
I do think it's funny because I have a handful, like, oh, not a handful, like a probably good amount of people I've unfollowed for one reason or another.
Mm.
And when I see them in public and they say something, I'm like, oh, you don't follow me anymore. I can tell by your language. I'll throw one person under the bus, Kirk Robinson. I seen him a year after me and my ex broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And I had said, like, oh, because he's like, hey, how you doing? I'm like, yeah, I got a local job now and all this kind of stuff. He's like, oh, I bet your girlfriend's loving that. And I'm like, we've been broke up for a year.
Yeah, I mean.
Man, I miss Kirk.
I miss those same jokes all the time.
Another
love you, Kirk.
Another thing, like, that is irritating is, like, those, like, that I just find stupid is I just found out recently there's actually an app that, like, you can see when somebody unfollows you. Like, it alerts you.
Oh, yeah.
I use it
all the time.
Do you? Seriously?
I use it for my personal account a little bit. Just to, sometimes it's spam follows going back and forth. But what I really use it for is Wrestling Cheers, is because sometimes I want to see if wrestlers, like, they'll follow me. And then unfollow, because I've seen wrestlers do that, like try to gain up some sort of following.
Yeah.
And I'm like, all right, you're cool, you're a wrestler. And then they unfollow me. I'm like, oh, okay, I see what you were doing.
Yeah.
Or I'll openly admit I did this. Like, we at one point, Wrestling Cheers had like 5,000 followers. That was because I had a idea, basically, or just this belief that if you followed Wrestling Cheers, I'd follow you back. I followed back the wrong account, and all of a sudden, follows came flooding in. With foreign languages. And I was like, well, I'm going to keep it up. Like, I don't know what's going on. And then I hit that 5,000 limit. And like, now every time like one of them unfollow me, it's like immediate, like unfollow, unfollow. Like, I've tried to go through and like get them all, but obviously there was a couple thousand that I wasn't in control of. Like, not I was in control of, but like I couldn't keep up with. So I was like, all right, we're done with all these.
I mean, like when something or somebody follows me and like, I get like the, like, either it's a bot or, like, porn or whatever the fuck it could be, like a cam girl or something, I immediately, like, I can just tell. Like, I can go to their page, tell, like, oh, you have 3 followers and you follow 4,000 people.
Yeah.
And so I just report it. I don't follow it back. I just report it and, like, get them blocked off Twitter.
I just had a cam girl follow me yesterday and,
Yeah, he's now a patron.
I was going to say, issue a restraining order?
No, I was just like, oh, and because it's when it's not like a obviously like bot account, and it's actually somebody's like actual account that they're working on, and they know how to do social media correctly, where it's like her tweets aren't all like, you know, come see me on cam. It's like, these are the tweets that I have for like that are safe for work, and this is where it's like not safe for work. And then it's like, oh, like, you know what you're doing and you're a person. Like, yes, I'm interested. But
I feel like the two worst social media sites are Facebook and Twitter. I mean, two of the biggest, but they have their own side of bad.
Yeah.
With Facebook, it's
The comment section.
Well, that's comment sections on the internet.
Yeah,
like YouTube, even just old.
I've never delved into those. Like,
oh, they can be very bad.
I'm sure. I have no doubt. I've fallen down the rabbit hole of Facebook comment threads in the past.
But Facebook is bad because it's like, especially when you get some of the older adults on there. I just recently had to delete my dad. Like, I was only friends with him for about a year, not even.
And I never accepted my mom.
I just had to, like, delete him because he was like, he was one of those people that always like sent the chain emails, through email. Yeah. And he does the same thing through Messenger now and all this kind of stuff. But it wasn't that, like, some of his posts, it was just kind of like that really fake shit, like fake news shit. And I'm not talking, definitely not leaning. Staunch Republican.
Yeah.
I grew up with him like that, and like he was telling me that he was saying something about basically condemning Islam. Islamic religion, which I understand where the bad part of that comes, but don't think like the ones that are here are all bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, no, that's, I don't know if you understand this, like most religions, like the core is peace.
Yeah.
I'm like, the people that you like hate of the Islamic religion, that's the KKK of Christianity.
Yeah.
Or most of Christianity. But I say that as a Christian. I came from church today, but I do know there is just a realm of like Christians that I'm just like, are we reading the same book?
Christians hate Jews. Like, I mean, a good strong majority of them. I'm just like, I was going to dinner with my sister, my family a couple weeks ago, and I was getting out of the car and the parking attendant was clearly drunk. And rolled down the window, and he was talking to somebody like on his car phone, like, you know, that the Bluetooth thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And he goes, yeah, all them Jews are rich. I was like, oh, Jesus Christ. And then he's going, God bless, sir. I'm like, did you go to church today? Like, what the fuck is your problem, man? Like, you can't scream that.
My favorite thing lately has been over the Christmas holiday at work. And everybody's like trying to get me to decorate shit. And I'm like, no, we don't do that. Do you do Secret Santa? No. Like, leave me alone. Like, this is not my holiday.
You could at least put up a Buddy Christ.
We don't have Santa. We have candles.
we have Hanukkah Harry. On Itchin', on Blitchin', on Slow-Mo.
No, yeah. You guys have MJF now. That's your Santa Claus.
I mean, I'll take him.
If you're doing the AEW drinking game with Jordan, take a shot because he made an AEW reference.
Where's my? I have my on my coat, my AEW title pin. That's huge.
Yeah. I thought you were gonna say I wore the MJF scarf, and I was
no.
No, but he does have the Young Bucks jock strap.
Oh, I was like, wait, I have the headband.
he was like, do I?
They make that?
Yeah, it's...
Let me get on freak! On it. He's like, hold on, let me get on ProWrestlingTees.com.
I just placed an order last night. I bought a...
See in a month.
I know. They do, ever since they got like real popular, it takes forever to get shit from them. And their shipping is outrageous. But I got Chelsea because I don't know if you watch Being the Elite, but Nick is
only nerds do.
No, not Nick. Matt is doing the start, like he's the barista now.
Oh,
so
yeah.
it's the Starbucks logo with his face and it says Young Bucks. Oh, so I got that for adorable. Chelsea last night. That's and then adorable. I got a Ricky Shane Page shirt for myself. Ohio nice boy.
I like Being the Elite a lot. Sometimes it's like, okay. Knock it off.
And but. You can't give me shit considering the last time you were on this podcast, you wanted to be in the Bullet Club. It was like Bullet Club shoes, pants, shirt, jacket, hat, gloves, jockstrap, underwear.
You look like Ray Heichlack.
All right. Dude, oh, wait, all right, no. Podcast over, Justin. Where can we find you on the internet?
I love Ray Heichlack. Everybody knows I love Ray Heichlack. So at the AEW show, I'm standing in line to get food with Chelsea, and I see Ray like maybe 10 feet away. And he's like, he's with somebody, and he's clearly drunk already. And he's like, Jordan.
Classic
Jordan.
Ray.
Yeah. He's like, Jordan. I'm like, oh, hey, what's up, man? I'm in line, you know?
Yeah.
And
he's like, oh, what's going on? He's like, this is my friend so-and-so. This is Jordan and Chelsea. He's like, Jordan, come here. I'm like, I'm in line, you fucking idiot. Like, you're the last person I'm getting out of line to talk to, dude.
No, food's more important. Fuck off.
Yeah, seriously. I'd rather have this $8 pretzel than be annoyed by you right now. Ray, I love you. You know that. I tell him to his face he's annoying, and he knows that, so whatever.
Yeah.
He's a good boy.
Yeah, at any rate, you know, get the Matt Jackson jockstrap.
No, come on. We all know I'd get the Cody jockstrap.
Yeah, you would. You'd get the fucking, like, the Cody strap.
Dude, what if it was just Pharaoh, his dog, covering my cock? That'd be cool.
The only thing that would be worse for you if they actually sold, like, an ECW jockstrap. Because
no, you would get hepatitis from that, man.
You would take that off that chance. You'd be like, maybe it's Sandman's. I don't know.
I don't know. That would turn me into a Trump supporter. I don't know about that.
I would get the ECW jockstrap if it smelled like Francine.
Sure. She was very nice when I met her.
I mean, you could probably get a job track off Sunny right now. Yeah. And that's, I mean, that's close.
Dude, she... I remember another Ray Hyclack story. When that came out, that porn, of course anybody who's a wrestling fan watched it like sought it out, you know.
If you own the Raw magazine with her on the cover.
You watched that fucking video. Yeah. And I remember him like telling me, he's like, oh yeah, man. I was like, dude, she looks hit. He's like, oh, I'd still fuck her. I'm like, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't, but like she looks awful now. And he's like, I don't know, man, she's still hot. I'm like, Ray, we all know what you're into, buddy.
It's like when she was in WWE, she was Barbie.
Yeah.
Now she's the Cynthia doll from Rugrats.
That's perfect. That is a great analogy.
I still think she's very attractive, but you know, I am I like more mature women, so.
Oh yeah, she's real mature, getting 9 fucking DUIs in a year.
Jeez.
I mean, that's very mature. That means that she had to make a bad decision 9 times.
Why couldn't it be? Why did Miss Elizabeth have to die? Why couldn't it have been Sunny?
When it comes to all those DUIs, Jordan, just think you have goals now.
I got goals. 8 more to go.
Your new podcast name will be Jordan Sitch.
Jordan Lynn Sitch.
Jordan Lynn Sitch.
But I mean,
I'll be Jordan Lynn Bitch.
Or you know what? Not Francine's maybe, but definitely Dawn Marie's.
Dawn Marie was, man,
smoking hot.
I mean, I just gotta wait like 30 years and I could get with Dawn Marie.
Anyway.
I got that Al Wilson energy.
Going back, like what you were saying at the very beginning, like about people using it for politics.
Ago. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
That is like the most infuriating thing to me because mm-hmm. It's just like, you're just going to cause an argument because you're friends with however many people
mm-hmm.
and there's no way they all agree with you. Exactly. So you're simply baiting people to argue with you. Mm-hmm. Do you not have anything better to do with your time?
One of my friends who's like one of the he's Republican. He gets in debates with everybody. If you're friends with Anthony Savatt, you might see him in the comment section a lot. You might know who I'm talking about because Chris Clem has mentioned this to me on one of my threads about the dude. I watched him in one post talk about how CNN is fake news, and then literally either the one before or the one after it was something from Fox News, or he's basically not fake news, but like, oh, CNN's so biased, and then he shares something from Fox News.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you do, just because they agree with you doesn't mean they're not biased.
Right,
like,
right.
You understand that. Like, that's why I love being independent and everything, because it's like, I see the good and bad on both sides, and when people, like, I'll even admit, there's people, like, on the far left that I'm just like, all right, mute. Like,
they're just as bad.
Yeah, they can
they're
be
just as bad.
And it's like, I get it, but right now, the worst is the Trump supporters, mainly because it's, that's your president. You need to respect him. And I'm like, oh, or my favorite, if you don't like it, you can leave. I'm like, how was your 8 years out of the country and Obama was president?
Yeah, right.
Tell me, please. I really want to know.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Or it's, I've like went through like people's timeline and found like old posts of them bitching about Obama.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm waiting for them to be like, get on that high horse about Trump and just be like, oh, what about here?
Yeah.
But he was your president. Like,
I mean, there's just this, the whole last 4 years has just been, I mean, like, politically a disaster. And it's like, I can't believe it's already been 4 years. You know, like, I'm like, mm-hmm. it went by pretty quick and we're not in a war quite yet. But like, but like you were saying, like, the people on the far left are just as bad. Like, I can't. I'm just like, does everything, like, with the far left, everything has to be an issue. Mm-hmm. Like, everything is an issue. On the far right, they're just like, fucking guns and I can say what I want, faggot. Like, that's what, like, those are the extremes. And I'm like, I don't want to fucking touch this.
You're hanging with the wrong far left people. Most of the far left people I know are just like, kill the rich.
No, I mean, that would be... those are anarchists. That's not far left.
it's guillotine the rich and fuck everybody.
I know one person who's far left, and I've seen them on multiple occasions. Like, he's like, I can't wait till all the old people die. And I'm thinking, you do realize, like, there's younger generations that think similar, and they're like, they're coming up. Like, that one dude who was wearing the MAGA hat in front of, like, a Native American.
Okay.
Like, that whole, or the other one down in Kentucky. It's like, he wasn't 80, he was closer to 18.
Yeah.
So, like, let's don't think, like, oh, old people are going to die, and then, like, this country's going to be so great. Like, no, you have both sides always coming up everywhere.
I mean, it is how the world works, though. Exactly. Just the older generation dies off, and things change. You know, that's how we got civil rights. That's how... You know, now gay people can get married. It's because these old people that, you know, are clinging on to these prejudices and things like that
mm-hmm.
are dying off. And, you know, now it doesn't matter anymore because we're not pissing off, like, the people that actually come off out to vote.
And I would say, like, the generation after ours, a strong majority of them, I'm not going to say, like, all of them, obviously not, but, like, are raised to be more accepting. And like, and I think that is going to reflect, you know, in 20 years. But I mean, we still have, you know, some of our grandparents and some of our parents that are, you know, I'm not saying anybody here specifically, just, you know, in general, that still have very, very, they just have opinions I don't agree with.
They still have Val Venus and Jack Swagger out there. Take a shot.
I just saw, I don't follow Val Venus. I, like, assumed he was, like, a cool liberal guy. Because he was, like, owned, like, a pot farm or whatever the fuck he does in Vegas now. And then I saw a tweet of his where he dogged everybody because of, like, women's wrestling. I was like, oh, you're a piece of shit.
I don't think it was women's wrestling. It was, like, what I seen was everything with Nyla Rose.
Well, yeah,
I think the biggest part of it. It's just like, all right.
Well, no, that was the last one. So it was like, oh, God. Because, like, the first one was like, NXT took, like, and now it's not the women's champion, it's the NXT champion. And then he said something about women main eventing WrestleMania. And then the last one was like, and then AEW gives the championship to a man. I'm like, oh, you're a fucking piece of shit, dude. Mm-hmm. So, fuck that guy.
Yeah, it's, but, you know, even on the right, you know, people are starting to come around when it comes to things like that. Yeah. And it's the younger people
they
that
have
are doing
to.
It.
Mm-hmm.
You just don't have a choice anymore.
Yeah.
Because it's like, everybody's here.
Yeah.
And then it'll kind of go back to where we were talking about, because it's where one of my other part of the issues of it is, like, when it's, well, that's not God's way. It's like, all right, like, I've openly admitted, like, I'm a Christian, but, like, I don't believe, like, the whole, like, let's change people. It's like, no, we all look at this world differently. And if, like, I've had it this way described to me, it's like, if I believe in Space Daddy, fine. I'm not trying to make him your daddy. Like, him be your daddy.
And I like the way you put that. That's good.
And I look at it as, we really don't know what's going to happen.
Exactly.
When we die. I feel like this is my gamble. This is what I'm taking.
Sure.
If I die and there's nothing, as long as I was a good person, what does it matter?
Yeah. The way I've always viewed it is this is, I'm agnostic, I guess, most of the time. I'm atheist when I'm drunk.
Agnostic-ist.
Right. But all reality, because, like, I was raised religious, and my mom will bring up to me, and I've talked about this on the show before, like, she'll say to me, like, you know, because she believes in Armageddon and that God's going to destroy all the wicked people and Satan and all this shit. So she's like, so, you know, when Armageddon happens, what are you going to do? And my response always is, if Armageddon happens and I am going to be judged, I'm willing to take that gamble to live a free life.
Yeah.
Under no set rules. Mm-hmm. I mean, that aren't, you know, like, don't kill people. Like, I'm not. Yeah. But, like, I don't have to abide by a book. I can just live my life. And if I have to answer for my decisions at the end of my life, then I'll answer for them.
Yeah.
It's whatever. I'm like, she can't handle that I'm at peace with that.
Yeah. Like, the way I even look at the Bible is like, okay, let's really break what this is. It was written by man at different points of time. We mm-hmm. don't know when they were all put. They were all on scrolls. They were found and put together. What else was written in those times that could have been in the Bible? Whether other stories from other people that we don't know were some of these quote books of the Bible, like some, like I know some were just letters, and they're like, oh well, this is holy word. Is it? How do we right. know? How do we know that some of those books, depending on how you feel, all of them were just like made up and then put in with, like, the fact that it was put together by man, like somebody came together and said this, all these, fuck those.
Yeah. Well, my biggest thing is with the Bible. My biggest qualm, aside from like the very outdated, hateful stuff. That stuff. But like, my biggest qualm with it is like, okay, Jesus Christ is your savior, right?
Mm-hmm.
The most important person to ever walk the earth, according to Christianity.
According to you, Chris Jericho, but
right. But at least I can see him.
Christ Jericho.
Christ Jericho. There's like 18 years of Jesus' life missing in the Bible.
Exactly.
That's to me, if the guy's that important, I feel like his whole life should be that important.
So
that's just me.
Wait a minute. If he's Christ Jericho, how, like, there needs to be
how more... is he Judas at the same time? I don't get it.
Only Chris Jericho can do that.
So there's going to be more people in your circle until he gets to 12. Cobb's just the latest one.
Oh, man.
Meanwhile, you got Jordan in the back going, me. Yeah.
I'll do it. Yeah.
I will follow you, Lord. You have to,
but no, if I'm going to be it,
make America great again. Yeah.
You have to kick and Jake Hager out, though. You have to kick Jake Hager out. Did they ever kick an apostle out that wasn't Judas?
No.
That's a bummer. I guess they didn't really kick him out.
Maybe he'd be doubting Jake.
The other thing that I know about the Bible, too, is the fact that, like, some of those books were written, like, for, like, about Jesus' life, was written after he died.
Uh-huh.
So I'm just like, okay, you're going off memory?
And whose memory?
That's the other thing, too. I think, because things I've done a little bit of extra studying than a regular Christian would, and I know that... like some of them were written like close to the same time, and they think they might have borrowed off of each other a little, like certain things. So, okay, I know how my memory works, and I don't remember things word for word.
Yeah.
So, what if there were certain things that they heard, and they're like, yeah, I think it was like this, but they're missing a whole sentence that's very important. And on top of all that, what if they were like, we don't want people to know that. Let's take that out. Yeah.
There was a lot of that. I mean, that was part of the...
Like I said, keep, fuck those.
Yeah, people were people were more barbaric then than they are now.
Yeah.
Well, there was a whole deal where, you know, they had meetings, like the old Catholic Church.
Yeah.
It was like, these make are the books Egypt we're keeping. Great
again. Mega. Well, it would be... That's gonna suck for Jeremy's people.
I mean,
everything sucks.
How fast can you move a stone?
I mean,
how fast can you build a boat?
Not very fast, unfortunately.
He can float real fast, though.
Oh, yeah.
He's very buoyant.
I'm a very buoyant boy.
Buoyant boy. I like it. So am I. I think I would say we all are, actually.
Saved by the buoyancy of citrus. Shout out Mitch Hedberg.
Swimming too long. Probably because I'm embarrassed to go in the pool without a shirt.
But that's even more embarrassing, because it's like I know I look like shit, and this sopping wet shirt looks like shit, but you're not gonna see my tits.
he's afraid to go to the ocean because they're going to push him back in.
I mean, there is that.
No, we need to save him. No, we don't want you.
This is not a blowhole. Stop it.
Keep him wet. Get some sponges.
And then I just pull a golf ball out of his belly button. Oh, but yeah, people's opinions suck. Yeah. That aren't mine. That's basically where I'm at. You know, if you don't agree with me, I don't really care. I'm going to say.
I mean, a little peek behind the curtain. My original idea for this episode was I hate Jordan.
Yeah. Well, I remember it was when we first talked about bringing you back on, you were like, I'm going to come on and talk about everything you hate. And I was like, by all means, yeah, go ahead.
Like, I threw to Jeremy, I'm like, I want to do I Hate Jordan. He's like, do you really hate Jordan? I'm like, well, no. But
it's funny, though. Like, there's been many people that have brought that to the table. Like, I want to talk about how I hate you. I'm like, okay, you can. That's fine. You're not going to change my opinion on me.
So right now we're going to talk about ICP and Sublime and how you feel about them.
I have no problem with Sublime. I have a problem with Sublime fans. And that's not every Sublime fan. It's the dickheads that go to the fucking gathering. I know. I saw it when you walked in.
I've been to the gathering. I might go this year.
I've said before, if I can get free passes, I will go because the people watching will be worth it. And I have also said before that I respect ICP because they are self-made fucking millionaires. And that is impressive with what they do.
Because they were the Young Bucks with face paint.
Yeah.
I cannot argue that at all.
I have the ICP jockstrap to prove it.
I honestly cannot argue that whatsoever.
Which, and also, they got it from Kiss.
Yeah, I mean, or Demolition.
Well, I mean,
or the Road Warriors. Really, well, no,
Kiss were trying to hide their Judaism with face paint. ICP was not trying to hide their Judaism with face paint.
They're trying to hide the fact that one of them's Guy Fieri. I was watching, it was maybe a few months back, I was going through old Mike Awesome shit, and when he awesome bombed Shaggy Too Dope and tried to save him, like, you can see him go to grab him, Shaggy Too Dope just falls right off that fucking bus. That was impressive, dude. But I was like, because like, you can see Mike Awesome like, oh shit, and bye.
Yeah, they took their licking.
I actually like ICP in the wrestling business more than I like the Misfits in the wrestling business, and the Misfits are one of my favorite bands.
Yeah, and then like, because Vampiro like went from one to the other too, and I don't remember there's interaction between them, like that whole WCW shit.
You mean between ICP and Misfits? Yeah. No, I don't. I think they were they were very close together, but it's separate. I think ICP was later because
ICP was first after Vampiro was done with WCW, he went and played with the Misfits for a while.
But then he also did stuff with ICP.
I don't know.
He's a piece of shit too. I mean, like,
I don't want to talk shit about him right now.
Well, no, I mean, like, I just like when who was it? Sexy Star, when he defended her for breaking that girl's fucking arm.
That
was when I was like, oh man. But I mean, the shit with was it AAA? He was like, hit the fucking music. Was it AAA?
I think
that shit was funny as fuck. How pissed he got. I always liked Vampiro, like, as a wrestler. Like, I always enjoyed his work. But, like, when he defended her for breaking that girl's arm, like, I can't get behind that kind of shit.
No.
I don't know, man. I just, looking at Vampiro now is kind of weird. Because
he looks like a Nazi now.
Yeah, he just looks like...
Or he looks like he's been in prison.
Yeah, he looks like every old, like, burnout that I know. And
like every dude that hangs out at the Foundry.
Yeah. It's just like it's a row of dudes just sitting at the Foundry, like trying to pretend that they still have taste buds by ordering an expensive beer. Like, that's Vampiro.
What was like the social media, but not, it wasn't. The only reason I saw it was because of social media. Well, actually, no, you told me ahead of time. And then when you and fucking all those dudes brought like the Trump shit to the AIW show just to piss those people off, like, I was like, I remember being like, you're an idiot, but it was funny.
You were like, the comment is on the Facebook photo Facebook, yeah, Instagram photo. You're like, and I thought I was a heel. And I was, and I think I responded like, step your game up. Like, that was like me.
It was, if I'm not mistaken, and I don't know their names, but it was targeted at like those two people,
it,
right?
It was, because, and I've tried to be like a little bit more peaceful with them right now, but I do know it's just because they could be very annoying about a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
And
I mean, I don't know about their social media accounts, but just seeing them at shows, I'm like, come on.
And I think they'll take people's gimmicks seriously. Like, they hate the Duke. Like, there's a legitimate...
Oh, I do too, but I think it's funny.
But, no, like, a legitimate hatred, like, he's a piece of shit and all this kind of stuff. And, like, I even, like, a guy like Jock, too. Like,
I love Jock.
So do I. Well... Young Bucks Jockstrap, but Jock Sampson. They just went like too far with it, and I was like, you know what, I'm gonna show up, and like, I know that's gonna piss them off because I've heard comments or heard of comments they've said about other people, and I just did it for one show, and literally that was two shows that day. I come back dressed different, literally the picture, because it was a group picture, I took all the like all the stuff off and I handed it to Jock. Because he actually does have those political views.
Does he?
Yeah.
That's unfortunate, but I'm the kind of person that I can separate, like, with political views and stuff, I can separate the art from the artist. I can appreciate what you do as your job.
There's not much separation from the art
and artist. No, no, but, like, Sampson. He's funny in the ring, you know? Yeah, like, I dig him. Yeah, I, like,
I mean, I'm saying there's, like, at the end of the day, I don't care who you vote for. It's probably just... how annoying you are about who you vote for or who you shouldn't vote for and all that stuff. So like he isn't crazy about it, but he knows that would piss people off. Mm-hmm. That's why actually at that show, him and Mance took my Trump flag, brought it in the ring, which I was wearing as a cape, but they brought it in the ring and showed it off. And that they were getting heat, but there's a little bit of like actual, that's what Jock believes. So I just handed it all to him. Like, here, here's a free flag, a free fanny pack, and a free hat. Here you go. Have fun. I still have the Tracy. Oh, I took off the Tracy Smothers shirt, but that's... He's someone that's never aged well.
No.
I feel
physically
bad.
And just in general.
Yeah, he works fucking hard, man. Tracy, there's a lot of problems with Tracy, but he's a fucking legend.
He's a dude that if he was on social media, bring it back around, that would probably post stuff like, all right, dude, like,
get down. I mean, look at, all the guys I look up to. I mean, you made the ECW joke. Everybody knows I'm a huge ECW fan. Like,
you are?
Like, Sabu's a piece of shit. Sandman's a piece of shit. Like, as far as their, like, views go.
Oh, yeah.
Not Dreamer. Dreamer's fucking awesome. But, I mean, there's plenty. Like, I'm pretty sure Shane Douglas has political views that I don't agree with. But, probably. Like, I don't care. Like, when I say, I'm there to watch them get in the ring. I'm there to take a picture with somebody that I grew up watching that I liked a lot. You know what I mean? Like, I don't necessarily, and like, if your gimmick is that you're, like, who was doing that super liberal gimmick for, like, a minute? A couple years ago. Like, I think it was, like, maybe in... I don't know if it was Chikara or... There was somebody doing, like, a super liberal gimmick and was getting major heat because they were working in, like, Indiana or something like that.
The only one I could think of, but it's not that, was Corey Graves' brother, who was... But he was doing a Trump supporter stuff. But I know what you're talking about.
Yeah. There was that, and then... what was the... things are changing... Even in wrestling, like, I love that Effie shirt that says some people are gay, deal with it. Like, yeah. It's a fucking great shirt.
Effie's just great in general.
Yeah. I watched that show last night, Run Ricky Run, and he's been on my radar for a few months. Like, I've seen clips here and there, and then, like, actually getting to watch what he does, I was like, oh, this is fantastic.
Oh,
are you familiar with him yet?
I am aware of him.
It's so up your... He wears fishnets. Everybody calls him Daddy. He calls himself Daddy.
Oh, yeah. He's got a couple. He's got a lot of really good matches out there. I think creatively-wise, him, Warhorse, Danhausen, independent scene, like, that's your, like, three most creative.
Danhausen is crushing it right now.
I just, like, you know how I am about people's offense, so you'll have to show me.
Yeah. I mean, dude, the... And then I just found out...
I fucking hate Sonny Kiss.
So does AEW.
Yeah, I was, like, all about Sonny Kiss at first, and then I realized, like, Sonny Kiss is a one-trick pony. Like, there's not much going on there. It's not... it's not as fun as I thought it could be. Mm-hmm. And like, why are you going to like Sonny Kiss could be like a potential star, like, you know, a role model in some kind of way. They're fucking teaming him with Brandon fucking Cutler. Okay, who's got no? His gimmick is D&D, and it's awful.
And as far as I understand, Sonny's only been on Dark Matches or
AEW Dark. Yeah.
Well, I mean, that's getting some views.
Well, the rumor is that they're actually going to put it on TNT now. Like they're going to like basically do Thunder. But
I still haven't watched a minute of AEW.
No.
I don't even really watch WWE. Like,
literally, I watch the big shows. That's about I watch Takeover. Yeah, I'll always
Takeover tonight.
Any Takeover, I'll fucking watch. Like the UK one was so fucking good. When Worlds Collide was fucking awesome this year.
No,
that was because I'm a huge Walter fan. So,
mm-hmm. I think I just like more. Like this sounds pretentious. I like more local stuff.
Well, not even, fucking podcast is local.
Not even just this, like just like local states wise, like Southern Underground Pro or Black Label Pro, like these smaller companies. Like I enjoy the fuck out of them too. Watch a guy like actually, I'll throw out there Marco Stunt. Oh, yeah. I first caught him on a Southern Underground Pro show and fell in love with how he was. And this was before GCW, which was before All In, and like now like he's blew the fuck up, and I got to like. Not even get the full picture, but I got a good enough chunk of like, he's a nobody. He got a shot. Cody found out about it, gave him another shot, did so well in that, gets a contract. Like,
yeah.
I love watching those rides. And a guy like Danhausen right now, like, blowing the fuck up.
Yeah. The most over people on like the mid to undercard in AEW is hands down Jurassic Express. There's no question about it.
No.
Their ovation they fucking got in Cleveland was insane, and that was a dark match.
But that's not real wrestling.
What's that?
We that's not real wrestling. We're not allowed to let Marco Stunt into wrestling.
Oh, I could talk to the Cornette fan over here.
Oh, did you officially jump off that bandwagon?
Oh, I agree with some of his criticisms of wrestling. I disagree with most of what he says.
I feel like he's out of date, and for a guy who hates Trump, is the Trump of wrestling.
Like we were talking about, it's the extremes are the same on the left and right, man.
He uses the same kind of tactics.
He does.
If Cornette had a saying right now, it would, like his own little, I should say saying, but like a motto is, make wrestling great again. Like that's because wrestling was so great back in the 80s and the territory. But this is the same guy will bitch about comedy. It's like, oh,
you were comedy.
Well, it's like, oh, Memphis was so great, huh? Ninja Turtles.
Andy Kaufman. I mean, there's and Cornette is like a Cornette was a comedy act.
Yeah.
He himself is a comedy act.
Yeah.
So wrestling or comedy does that. I like how this just evolved into wrestling like immediately.
Well, I had so many.
It was going to happen.
I had so many topics I wanted to talk about, too. So just getting them all out.
I mean,
so.
And we're going to record an episode of your show after this, so it's just going to continue.
Which might air before or after. We have to talk about that afterwards. We'll find out.
Yeah. At any rate, so Jim Cornette, the Trumpian. It's look. He's not demonizing people for things that they cannot control. That's what Trump is doing. You can absolutely control if you wrestled a blow up doll in Japan. You can absolutely control like the style of wrestling that you're doing. That's not his argument. But as far as making wrestling great again, yes, I agree with you there. He's like, it was better in the territory days because we all made a bunch of money and people took us seriously, blah, blah, blah. And it's like, it's never going to be like that again, dude. Get over it.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I love hearing about that and those old times meticulous records that he keeps, because there's a lot of parallels that I draw from the old wrestling business and comedy, because there's a lot of the whole there's a lot of K-5ing that goes on in comedy as well, and a lot of the same way that you look at how you draw in wrestling and how you draw in comedy. Mm-hmm. Like there's so many parallels, and Cornette is like one of the only people that, you know, it just, his way of looking at things in that way makes sense to me. And the fact that we agree politically and somewhat religiously, but not really, because I'm more, how can I put this? I'm more Unitarian than him.
Yeah, he's an atheist. He's open atheist.
No.
Yeah. But I'm way more Unitarian about shit when it comes to that. But it's you know, we share a lot of the same opinions on wrestling. But he doesn't like a lot of shit that I like.
Yeah, I mean, like, your favorite wrestler, well, at least for a while, was Kenny Omega, and his public enemy number one is Kenny Omega.
Yeah. But I love the whole, like, wrestling the invisible man and wrestling the kid and all that. I think that anything that, you know, I came from punk rock though, so like anything that
weird and
completely, that's completely off the fucking wall and takes a convention and flips it on its head, like, I can get behind that. Mm-hmm. I see his point, but you know, you have to be culturally competent, and he's not. That's one thing I can definitely say that Jim Cornette is guilty of, is he's not culturally competent.
Well, like, recently on Twitter, like, I know he's gone up against Dave Bixenspan.
Yeah.
And he'll just be like, look at this photo. Look at how gay he look. You know, like, all right, that's where I'm going with Trump. It's because, let's go back to Trump and, like, oh, guy with the arm, which I have to do it because I'm...
Yeah.
I have to describe what I'm doing. But, like, he made fun of that, and it's just like, you're...
Okay, to be fair, though, Bixenspan has been pretty, like, hiding his face for years.
Well.
And, like, so that's going to get his goat. Like, Cornette knows about fighting words, and he knows that's going to get under Bixenspan's skin.
Yeah.
Because he specifically, like, doesn't show his face.
Yeah.
So that makes sense to me. But,
I was telling Cher on the way here today, we were talking about Cornette, and, like, I could literally listen, and I have for hours, listen to him bitch about Vince Russo, and just, like, I can, and, like, going along with what Cher said again, is, like, hearing him tell stories, like, from the past is, like, awesome, because he has such a vivid memory, and he's, you know, I love hearing about the history of stuff, because, like, I'm huge into WCCW stuff and like Mid-South and AWA. I love all that shit. And like, he was around for a lot of that. So I get to hear those stories, which is very cool. Cause a lot of those guys are fucking dead.
Well, but you know, Cornette does get back to the root of today's episode. He is one of these online zealots.
Yes, he is.
You know,
that was a good way to bring that back.
He's very like, these are my politics, and I'm going to, like,
and if you don't like it, down. Fuck you, I'll block you.
Yeah, fuck. Like he blocked you.
Yeah, he blocked me.
See, I cut him off at the pass because I have him blocked. So unless someone screenshots me and sends it to, which I hardly ever talk about him.
Right.
But it's me going, I can't stand you. I like hit, like, the word Cornette's muted. I have, like, a bunch of other, like, I don't, at the end of the day, I don't care. Him, old man bitching at a cloud, fine, it's going to happen, but when it's every day, it's like, all right, this gets old.
So I take it you haven't listened to much of his show?
No.
Okay, so his podcast host guy, Brian Last, that all, I just picture when he's not, I know they do it via Skype, and hey, this is totally cool, this is what's going on. I just picture when Brian Last isn't talking, he's blowing Cornette, like, the entire fucking time. Because, like, he just agrees with, like, everything he says. And then, like, you know, Cornette will talk about, like, when he does commend AEW on certain things. Mm-hmm. Like, Cody. He loves Cody. Well, he loves Cody because he was friends with fucking Dusty. Yeah. And he's friends with Dustin. And Cody is very good at getting over.
Probably knew him for years, too, on top of that.
Exactly. Right. Known him since he was a kid. So, of course, he loves Cody. And Cody does put on good matches. Very much. Mm-hmm. But, like, that Brian Lasseter, he's like, I don't really like Cody. Like, okay, so, like, the one thing about AEW that kind of sticks to old school pro wrestling, in some sense, you don't like. That makes sense, dude.
Yeah.
Just keep blowing Cornette.
Yeah, he's Cornette, like, with all that shit in general. And he's been around for so long, and I feel like he's just been reiterating the same shit just over and over.
But that's the thing, too, is, like, at the end of the day, I said this to Shear earlier, he's an entertainer. He's got to dig his heels in and fuck. Otherwise, he doesn't, like, dude, if AEW, and we, like, I don't know if Cornette grew up rich. Like, his dad was, his dad owned, like, the newspaper in Louisville. So he grew up fucking rich.
Like, carried around a tennis racket.
Yeah. And so he's never going to be hurting for money, no. Basically. But he's still a businessman, and he has to play that fucking role, because if AEW didn't exist, what would he be bitching about?
Ring of Honor. Because there's plenty to bitch about there. Let's not.
Well, hopefully Marty can turn that around.
Yeah, Ring of Honor or Impact or, like, DDT. He would just, like, people would send him DDT tapes and he'd be going, what the fuck is this shit, you motherfuckers?
I want to show, I want to hear Cornette, and I know he'd never watch it, but I want to hear his review of fucking Nick Gage versus Ricky Shane Page last night, because it was like a fucking nightmare for Jim. I was literally sitting there watching, like, one in the morning being like, oh, he would fucking hate this.
Yeah,
I don't. Someone's probably sent him clips already, because that's a huge thing.
I wouldn't know. I've been blocked.
It's like, I have him blocked. So
that's the dumbest thing. It's like he's the snitch sending Jim Cornette, like, pictures of wrestling that he hates.
A Jim Cornette stooge with, like, 3 followers. Like,
hey Jim, look at this, Jim. Oh my God, you guys see this? Is so bad.
Why is he like fucking Bam Margera? Hey dude, check this out, man.
Hey, Jim, check out what you did in Cleveland. Look at these guys for a hot dog and a handshake. It's all for Belkin.
Dude, we were there for the fucking...
Which was great.
Dude, I've never seen anything like that in my life. And if you don't know what we're talking about, Keep Their Heads Ringing is what it was called.
Yep.
Go look it up. Matt Justice versus Josh Bishop is the... And I was standing right there. So were you. Mm-hmm. They set up 4 tables to break their fall. Not one of those fucking tables broke their fall. It was like watching bodies hit fucking wet cement. Yeah. And it was awesome. It was the coolest thing I've ever seen.
And you get motherfuckers like him and just be like, well, what was that for? And all, it's like, okay.
For everybody to go, oh my God.
It was a great moment. They both came out alive, thank God.
Yes, that's number one.
They got more exposure because of it.
Justice is where he's at now because of that. And it elevated Bishop.
Yeah, like, they both got a huge bump. Like, they were in GCW like a month or so after.
Yep.
And, like, that helped catapult both of their careers. And, like, for a guy like Bishop, he's young. Matt's been around a long time, but he took a chunk off. Like, not a lot of people know that he was in WWE for a hiccup.
Yeah.
And then left.
Yeah. I thought that, I thought that was due to concussion stuff. Is that true?
I've never got the official word. Okay. All I know is he was there, like, he was down in FCW and NXT, and eventually, like, came back.
I mean, that dude deserves a sizable contract. He's one of the hardest working dudes.
Mm-hmm.
I love it. Like, since the first time I saw Matt Justice, I was like, that fucking guy is an ECW wrestler.
He inspires heavily from it.
Yeah, well, the one time I said that to him at one of the after parties, he fucking wanted me to do lemon drop shots. And I was like, hey, you know what, whatever, you're Matt Justice, I'll do it. And we were talking, like, we were both drunk, and we're actually the next WrestleVoid issue, he's the cover.
Okay.
And so we're doing lemon drop shots. I was like, dude, you're like an ECW wrestler to me. And his buddy was standing there with him. He's like, did you fucking hear that, man? This guy says I'm like an ECW. He's like super stoked that I said that. I was like, yeah, but I don't agree with a lot of your politics. And he was like, you know what? I respect you for saying that to me.
So he is like an ECW wrestler. Yeah.
Well, like, because the one time I got on his Twitter and I saw like Blue Lives Matter shit. And if you know me, I'm not a big fan of the cops. So, and like, I'm not here to get into that with anybody. But like, he was like, well, that's okay. And I respect you for fucking being honest with me.
Yeah.
Like, he's a cool dude.
There's this whole thing out there now where, and it's mostly coming from a lot of, you know, historically oppressed groups that it is impossible to be civil to somebody that actively campaigns for you not to have any rights. It's not true. Because we still have to fucking, like, you know, exist together. Yeah. So it's like, you know, I can still get along with people on the right. I had to learn because, you know, otherwise I'd just be an irate Jew kicking the shit out of everybody.
That's his gimmick.
I just can't. It's just not a way to live.
Stone Cold Sheer Austin.
Sheer 666 said, "I just whipped your ass," and that's the bottom line.
He just smacks bagels together and eats them.
it's the cream cheese truck. I'm gonna have some lox, some capers, some matzo balls, yeah, some gahaga faga, some gefilte fish.
He hit him with the pastrami slam.
Boy, if you make Hollywood Hogan a Jew, that would just really get it to a whole nother level.
So, you know, like I was saying before, I can separate the art from the artist. Yeah. Like I've said this a million times, I kind of understand the Gawker defense. Hulk Hogan has a 10-inch dick. Terry Bollea does not. Hulk Hogan, I grew up idolizing and loving. Terry Bollea is a racist piece of shit.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, I want to buy that Hollywood Hogan ringside collectibles figure, but I'm, like, on the fence about it because I'm like, does that kind of out me as a racist?
But don't you hate Warrior?
Oh, fuck the Warrior. Well, he was also homophobic.
But that goes back to Ultimate Warrior, comic book character in the ring, Jim Hellwig, later Warrior, piece of shit.
That's fair.
That's why I love Warrior.
I get that, but
I
mean, like,
I want to preface it. I love Ultimate Warrior, not Jim Hellwig. Get that
separate
out there.
I mean, and I get, because it is, that's
because we've had this conversation.
Yeah, and that's throwing back at me exactly what I said. As the Warrior was just not impressive to me in the ring. Like, I get
and
it.
Hogan was.
Hogan could, Hogan could get a fucking 40,000 people going nuts for him. He would walk through that curtain and point, and people went ballistic. Fucking Warrior ran out to the ring, shook all the ropes, was gassed before the bell fucking rang.
And when that music hits, you don't get pumped.
No, the music's dope. The music slaps hard as fuck. I will not deny that. I even, like, every once in a while, I'll be in the car with Chelsea, I'll be like, I put it on, I'm like, it's a good fucking theme, man.
It was better when Howard Finkel had the music.
I'm so happy we're going to continue this conversation.
Speaking of the Fink, Justin, where can we find you on the internet?
I'm definitely not Jordan. In so many different ways. You can find me on social media. I'm at Heavyset330 on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Much like you can find my show, my podcast, Wrestling Cheers, on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Facebook.com/WrestlingCheers, Twitter.com/WrestlingCheers, and Instagram.com/WrestlingCheers. We are on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn, YouTube, Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Podbean, WrestlingCheers.podbean.com.
There it is. Jordan, I don't think we're going to find anybody that hates social media zealots as much as Justin Summers.
No, there is another. I won't apologize again. I'm a rapid offender. You can see right through my skin. I don't care about making mistakes. I keep setting up and falling on my face. Drag me to the ring. Another discharge vapor. Daniel's in drunkenness. I keep a bruise in my brain and down to the punches. And I was meant to take.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.